Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're continuing on in a message I began this week on the empowering of the Holy Spirit, and we're just looking at scriptural facts and bases for what Jesus called that greater, you shall receive power. In that first chapter of Acts, he told them, the disciples, not to leave Jerusalem, but to stay there. They were saved. They knew Jesus. Many of them had been and experienced the baptism of John. But he said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And that's, in Scripture, those are the words used, not the Holy Spirit coming within you, in your spirit. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. But there is a second step where before they could go out and fulfill the Great Commission, they needed to be empowered. And the Holy Spirit is the agency, the third person of the Trinity, who is going to do that. In fact, if you recall, when Jesus came to John and he wanted to be baptized, and of course John was unwilling. He said, you know, I have need for you to baptize me. When he came out of the water, John said, he testified, he saw the Holy Spirit in bodily form descending on him as a dove. And at that point, then Jesus went forth to do the ministry that his Father had called him to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to preach the message of the kingdom of God, which he was faithful to do and fulfill that for the 3 years that his Father had commissioned him. And so, as we look at the world in which we're living in, there's so much evil. We can see the scriptures being fulfilled. We are approaching the very end of days. And in this world in which we live, there unfortunately is much compromise with the Word of God. Why? Because that's where the devil chooses to attack. He wants to rob God's people of the power that we have. He fears the power of God. And in fact, you know, there's I can't quote the passage, but there were the seven sons of Sceva. They were casting out devils in the name of Jesus. And he said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? That there is a power and a knowledge that comes from an intimate walk and experience of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants. And when we don't have that empowering, many people are just really robbed of the power and authority that they should possess as a son and daughter of God. And, you know, it's sad to think that there are well-intentioned, educated men and women who should obviously know better, but they have undoubtedly never experienced the Holy Ghost themselves in its full promise. And so there's a watering down of the Word of God, or just a bypassing of the essential truths of God's Word. Even just the few scripture I've shared this week, how could one debate that there's a distinction between being saved, being a born-again believer, and then what both the disciples as well as Jesus referred to as the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And it certainly did not stop with the apostolic age. It wasn't just the 12 disciples. No, it was on all believers. As I shared the 19th chapter, Paul goes to Ephesus and he said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Obviously, the Holy Spirit was within them. And so it says he laid his hands on them, and they prophesied, praise God, and spoke in tongues. And so God wants us to experience the joy and fellowship of the spiritual equipping, if you will, that he has provided for us. Salvation is absolutely wonderful, but that merely plants the seed. A person will be saved if he endures to the end by just being saved. Isn't that what Scripture says? But the full process of the new birth is not just salvation, but it's experiencing the whole of God's promises. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, we've been all made to drink into one Spirit." And there's no way for an individual to have the fullness of God without the empowering or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Years ago, I remember reading a useful illustration I can share with you concerning the Word of God, and it went something like this. There is a reddish dye of a tree called the annatta tree, which grows in South America, and it's largely used in coloring butter and cheese. And some people like that better because of the coloring. And in any case, if we compare it to the Word of God doesn't need any coloring, if you will. In other words, man cannot add anything to God's Word to make it any better. But in this natural situation, the coloring process goes on. And so, to keep that analogy, the Word of God, of course, is mixed with human wisdom and understanding to make it more palatable to the unregenerate mind. And some folks love the coloring so much that they won't have just the plain milk and butter without that coloring. Beloved, in this day of evil in which we live, it's going to take more than just salvation to get by. Thank God for it. But once we understand from God's Word that we're going to need a new mind, a new heart, and it's going to take the empowering or sealing of the Holy Spirit in our lives to help us grow into maturity, to do those works that Jesus called us to do. He called us to signs and wonders and miracles. He's, you know, these signs shall follow all them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. They shall speak with new tongues. I won't turn, but it's found in that last chapter of Mark, the 16th chapter. And it's only by that empowering that we have the weapons with which to fight the spiritual warfare that we are fighting today. And beloved, it's going to get harder and more difficult as the days go by, as we approach the end. Now, using a illustration again, if you've heard of a master key, there's certain keys that locksmiths can have, for example, that are called a master key. And it's constructed in such a way that it can open many locks. Normally, if you have a lock, only the key that is designed for it can work in that. But there is an item called the master key. It can even open that. Okay. And so using this analogy, the master key to the Scriptures is the Holy Spirit. And what he does is he can unlock every hidden truth. Don't we understand from the Word of God that he's come to guide us into all truth? And it takes the Holy Spirit to open up the unsearchable riches of Christ and show those riches to us. We are always, if we will rely on him, getting fresh visions and understanding of secret things. That's for those who possess this master key. And that's the wonderful fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And have you got this master key? Do you have the revealer of the mysteries of God? Well, his name is the Holy Spirit, and he will be given in fullness and in power to all those who ask the Lord, the Father, for that. Now, let's look in the Word of God concerning the Holy Spirit. Nowhere in the Bible do I find that the Holy Spirit is experienced without a mighty moving of God. In fact, it's interesting. We can even go to the Old Testament and discover that. Let's go to 1 Samuel, the 9th chapter. No, let's go to 10. And this is an episode in the life of Saul, where Samuel, the prophet Samuel, took a vial of oil, poured it on his head, kissed him, and said, "Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" Then he gives some amazing directions. Obviously, he was out with a servant. Saul was looking for some lost asses, donkeys, that belonged to his father. Number one, he said, well, those donkeys you were looking for, they're found. Two, when you go forward, you're going to meet three men. He's very specific. One has three loaves of bread, and one is carrying three kids, and another a bottle of wine. They'll salute thee, and then one of them who's carrying the bread will give you two loaves. And that happens. And then it says, when you come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, that you'll meet a company of prophets coming down from a high place with a psaltery, a tabret, a pipe, and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. Listen to this. There's that prophetic word is a sign of the presence and fullness of the Spirit. Verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. It's the empowering of God. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for the Lord is with thee. And it's in verse 10, and when they had come thither, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him. He prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, what is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? So that was a sign, a mighty supernatural sign of the power of the Holy Ghost in Old Testament times upon a man who was being called of God and given the privilege of being the first king of Israel. Well, my time is gone, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write or send an email. And if you would like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.